myself. There's madness and magic in the rain. There's beauty in the pain. Don't lie to yourself. Heart. There's something we might miss. A whole life in a glimpse. Well, I'm still working it out. Time don't let us down again. 'Cause I won't wait. Get my head out of the ground. Time don't let us down.
Mumford and Sons and Rushmere. I love that song. I really do. I can't obviously admit that because,
you know, Marcus and that.
Yeah, exactly. Don't want to fill his head with, you know, compliments and everything. But it's such a good song. I find myself singing it when I'm walking around.
He must know they're pretty good by now, mustn't he? There are signs.
You know they're big in New York.
Yeah, they're going to be even bigger, aren't they?
Yeah, everyone's talking about you.
On the way up.
Positive. Right, 20 seconds, 20K. Lines are still open. And if you would like to text in, we would love it if you would. Here's what I'd like. Somebody who listens to the game and goes, I think I'd be good at that. I think I'd do okay. That's who I want on. Like, but then even if you think you might be rubbish, you could still actually win some money. That's the thing. Yeah. If you know it, you know it. And it's five songs in 20 seconds. Name them all, you win £20,000. That would be the dream. But failing that, the least amount of money, like your man Tony yesterday, he won £1,000.
Yeah.
And then he took his 19 kids to the cinema.
And bought them all popcorn. Is that too much? That was tipped him over.
That's probably about it. There's not much change going there, is there? So if you want to play, then all you've got to do is text the word play and then the answer to this question. In 2005, the England cricket team famously reclaimed the Ashes. But which other country do they exclusively compete against? I don't know the answer to this. Text the word play followed by your answer and send it to 83936. So if you do that now, that tax is going to cost you £2 plus your standard network rate. We're going to close the lines at 7:45 this morning. It's now 7:32. You need to be 18 or over and live in Great Britain to play. All the rules, including our online entry at radiox.co.uk. We play just after 8. We'll have a chat with you on the air. We'll have a practice run through, make sure you can hear everything, and then we play the game. If you know that first song and you tell me the name of it before the clock hits zero, you get £1,000.
Lovely.
Beautiful. And then let's say you've got 10 seconds to play with. You can keep your 1,000, or you can risk it, go for the song number 2, get that right before the clock hits zero, it's £2,000. Then you play for 5,000, then it's 10,000. We haven't got there yet.
Could be a 20 grand day.
Could be a 20 grand day.
You never know, do you?
It could just be five songs that you go, oh, that's blah, blah, blah. You could get the first one in 3 seconds. You can get the second one in 3 seconds. Which would be an amazing position to be in. Mm. Amazing. Let me do some maths. 1, 3, 3, 2, 3 is 6. 7, 8, 9, 10. That's 4 plus another 10. You'd have 14 seconds left for song number 5.
Which is actually a long time.
And let's just say, song number 3 rather. Let's just say song number 3.
Mm.
You know that as well?
Yeah.
Let's say that takes you 4 seconds. Because you, you've got 10 seconds left for song number 4. And song number 4 is worth 10 grand. And that's exactly how the game played out when we had our winner, Danny, win £20,000.
Any day can be a 20K day.
Could be today. So you've got to text the word play, followed by your answer, 83936. I might be talking to you just after 8 this morning. Hi.
Sorry, I've just sneezed, so...
How was that for you?
Do you know, I'd like a good sneeze.
Yeah?
It makes me feel nice.
Good.
Okay, so that's that. Although,
do you ever make yourself sneeze just because you like to sneeze?
Do you know, I've tried, because I think we had a Taskmaster challenge a couple of years back where one of them was make yourself sneeze with like pepper and a
not
feather.
Not make yourself sneeze.
Don't do that.
That's the dumbest job.
And I couldn't do it.
It's difficult. Does staring at a light make you sneeze?
No.
It's not, doesn't it?
I've tried tickling my nose and doesn't. Anyway, I digress. Dom's still not here. He's back on Monday.
Yeah.
So I'm having a little rummage through his little sack.
Go on.
First up, we've got an email, dom@radiox.co.uk, from Archie, who's an FM listener in Manchester.
Ooh.
Hi, team. Following your discussion of Mr. Jam's AI action figures on the show the other day, I had a little go at ChatGPT, Pippa's friend. I love ChatGPT, and asked it to create a lineup of Chris Moyles and Radio X action figures. So he sent in a few of what he's got.
Oh my God.
First up, here's you, Chris.
All right.
Who looks like, now, we're putting pictures on the screen.
I look like I could mug you.
Yeah, you look like
a leather jacket.
A mixture of Robert Downey Jr. and Ross Kemp.
Mm.
Is that fair?
Yeah.
Oh my God.
I see Danny Dyer there.
Oh. Why does no one see George Clooney?
Love Danny Dyer.
A little bit of George in
Brad
there.
Brad Pitt.
10% George. Mm,
thanks.
90 Ross Kemp.
Oh, God, that's all of us.
And then the full team now. James, the first thing I notice about you...
I'm the tallest.
Is that you're the tallest.
That looks more like Captain than you.
It does.
Dominic Byrne looks like my mate Werther's.
Dom's just like the goatee beard isn't prominent enough on Dom.
Mine is good.
Yeah.
James looks like Captain.
I look a bit like your friend Steph, I think, there. And James...
You do a bit.
I do, don't I? And James...
Hiya! Hiya! Oh, you're right. What, me? Yeah, I'm great. Yeah, thanks.
So, you know...
Dominic looks like a mixture of my mate Werther's and Imaginary Martin.
Yeah, his head's not quite the right shape for Dom. Dom's a little bit more round.
Yeah. But thanks for making them, though. They look good. Can we stick that on the socials?
Yeah.
That's a good idea, yeah.
So people can see.
Archie said, I'm sure
you could have it if you send it to me. Sorry.
Archie just says, thanks again for being awesome.
Hey, you're welcome. And thanks for making little AI action figures of us.
Yeah.
It is scary, though, what that AI can do now.
It is. Oh, my goodness.
I got some, by the way. I'll send these to James now while you're reading the next letter, okay. But my mate Nick has sent some.
I've got to warn you now, I've got a sneeze coming.
All right.
Oh. Well, we know.
Look at the light.
And it's gone.
Okay.
It will come and it will go, but it might come back. So. This is from Andy with an I, a Basingstoke listener. Hi, guys. Love you all. I heard on Friday's show that you still have the massive Chris Moyle Show stickers, the bus stickers. I remember you revealed them years ago, and it was the funniest thing ever, and my wife and I still joke about them.
Oh, yeah. James ordered some stickers.
Yeah.
But they were massive.
They were in inches rather than centimetres.
Mm. Be careful.
Schoolboy error.
Setting on Photoshop.
Andy's asked, can I ask how I might get a couple? I'd love to have them.
How many did you order?
1,000.
What?
Yeah, there's a shelf full downstairs.
We've got...
A thousand?
Yeah.
They were meant to be like bumper stickers, weren't they?
Window stickers.
Yeah, car stickers.
Yeah, but like small.
I think they were meant to be like 22 centimetres, and then we had the 22 inches. Wet.
You wish.
You're always getting your measurements mixed up there, aren't you, Jeff?
Well, he's a man,
really.
Isn't he?
Not really.
Centimetres, inches, it's all the same, isn't it?
It's a one-off.
So, yeah.
Yes, we can send them.
Send in your address, Andy, to Dom at Radio.
Did he not send his address?
No.
No.
That's important for the postal system.
Yeah, that's it. It's just an email. That's it. Okay, and finally, you and Dom, Chris, were recently talking about going to football games and you want to be invited to some, so...
Yeah, I'm just saying, should we... We should... See, you know, after Luton Town, clearly didn't want me going to the game the other day.
Luton Town fiasco.
Absolutely didn't want me there, did they? Clearly.
Well, according to Luton Town, there was absolutely no room left.
Zero space. I mean, absolutely nothing. No space. I mean, granted, it's not the biggest ground. But
do you think
still.
If we could have a look at the Luton game for that weekend, we could see if there are any spare seats in the stadium? Even if they're separate. But you have had many offers, and here's one of them from Sam Cartmel, who says, I want to invite you to a game at Gig Lane to watch Bury FC. B-U-R-Y. Have I said that right, Ben?
Yes, you have.
Bury. Bury FC. Our final game of the season is on the 19th of April, so that's next week, and this is for promotion.
Ew.
I don't know if you know, but Bury was kicked out of the Football League a few years ago, having been in League One at the time. And since then, due to a lot of work from the community and volunteers, we are back at our home of Gig Lane in the ninth tier of English football.
Whoa.
And I can honestly say we have never loved football so much.
Great.
My dad's been a Bury fan his whole life, except all the family has. He's been doing everything he can to get people back to Gig Lane. So please look at his Facebook videos. His name is Michael T. Cartmel. He captures how much he's grown and this has grown into a family.
Cartman?
Cartmel. Cartmel.
Right.
Oh, I said, got nearly 4,000 fans.
Well, it'll be nice to go. I won't be able to make next weekend. It's the bank holiday weekend, isn't it?
It is.
So I can't make it. And so maybe next season, that's what we'll do. We'll plan it for next season.
He says, please come and join us this season or next. We'll make sure you have a great time with an amazing club.
I'm up for it. I think it'd be great.
Yeah, lovely.
You know?
Might be treated better than at Luton.
Well, I've been invited. So this
You've been invited, yeah, true.
I've been invited to Bury. So they're already in the lead on that score.
To be fair, I think the Luton people did say next time Leeds are playing Luton.
Yeah, which with the greatest respect, hopefully, won't be next season.
Won't be next.
No offence to you, it's more of a big up to us.
Yes.
Right, before we go to the ads.
Yeah.
Actually, I'll do it afterwards. I'll do it after
okay.
the ads.
All right.
If you want to send anything into Dominic Byrne, he's back on Monday. Here is Kurt Russell with the address.
Dominic Byrne, The Chris Moyle Show.
There he goes.
Radio X. 30 Leicester Square, London. WC2H, 7LA.
Yeah, a bit of a weird one, but that's the address.
The Chris Moyle Show. The Chris Moyle Show.
With Skoda. Jump into their electric range.
Radio X.
This is Radio X.
10 years ago.
Something started that changed everything. 10 years of voting, celebrating, debating.
Radio X Best of British 2025.
Who will be your 10th winner? Now on Global Player.
The official Radio X app.
Before Sunday night.
Radio X Best of British 2025.
With B&Q, the best bathrooms. Designed, financed and fitted across Great Britain.
Octopus Energy, Britain's number one choice for energy. Outstanding customer service and which recommended 8 years running. Visit octopus.energy/one.
This is it.
Level 23.
Final round.
Let's go.
Almost.
Help.
Guys.
All right, I need more power.
Boost your broadband to turbocharge your gaming and reduce lag with EE Game Mode. Even when everyone's online, this is broadband made for gaming. Search EE Broadband.
EE Game Mode requires EE Smart Hub Plus. To verify, see ee.co.uk/claims.
So, are Santec's exterior paints really rain resistant?
Yes.
And sun resistant?
Of course.
And dirt resistant?
You betcha.
And rain resistant?
You've already said rain.
Yeah, well this is the UK, isn't it?
With up to 15 years trusted durability, protect your home from all Mother Nature throws at it with Santec's. View our full exterior range and find your nearest stockist at santexpaints.com. Santex. If it's outside, we've got it covered.
If you've transferred money to a scammer, you're not alone. Fraud now affects more people than any other crime in the UK. CEL solicitors have already recovered over £100 million for our clients and can help you get your money back. Thousands of people have trusted us with their fraud and scam claims. So if you've lost money to a scammer,
tell CEL.
We listen, we care, we win.
Hiya.
What, geezer?
What's occurring?
Hey, what's on?
You're right, Arky.
All right, my lover.
Hello.
You're right, babe.
Are you well?
Good afternoon.
Oh, hello, dear. Fancy saying hi to more of the UK? Better get a Travel Lodge. Find great value, king-size comfort up and down the country at travellodge.co.uk.
Whoa there. Victoria's had a Friday night to remember, but now she's outside in the pouring rain and...
Oh, what? You are joking. I've got no data. How are we going to get home?
But then she remembers she's with EE.
Yes, Uber still works.
So then she...
Uber's on me, guys. Should we get a kebab?
Use essential apps like Uber and WhatsApp even when you run out of data. Search EE Mobile.
Stay connected at 0.5 megabits per second. Terms apply.
It's the only place you need to be this weekend. Radio X Indie Night. In the way of Friday and Saturday nights from 7.
Off with
Radio X.
Radio X.
The Chris Miles Show.
Thanks for waiting. We're back now. Kapow.
Radio X.
Right, are we going to put that photo of us as AI action figures up on Radio X's Instagram?
Yeah, I'll do it as a story.
Okay, so we'll do that in a few minutes. I'll do it. If you send it to me, I'll do it as well. However, this is going to blow no one's mind apart from Pippa and James.
Ooh, okay.
Because it's photos I'm about to show on the radio.
Okay.
So you're going to have to use your imagination.
We'll describe as best we can.
So my friend, I won't say who, a friend of mine heard us talking about the AI action figure stuff. I don't know if you've seen it. It's kind of a bit of a trend on Instagram and whatnot. And he goes, oh, we've been playing around with this already. I've done me and the missus and a few mates here. I'll do one of you. And I was like, oh, that's terrible. Oh, that's good, whatever.
Mm.
And then he goes, I've AI'd up some little bobblehead stuff. You know,
oh,
little
nice.
Bobbleheads.
Yeah, yeah.
Do you want to see them?
Yeah, go on. Let's have a look.
The first one is me. And there I am.
Okay.
Now, what's crazy about I don't know how he's done it or anything, but it looks like my face.
It does.
And the more you look at it, the more you start to think, I think, that's weird, because you know sometimes with AI it looks like AI or it looks like an animation. That looks, elements of it could be me.
And yeah.
When you zoom in, James, can you zoom in on it?
Not on that, no.
Okay.
That's bizarre.
Now, they also did Dominic. Do you want to see that one?
Yes, go on.
Okay, here's Dominic.
Okay.
Looks like Carl Pilkington.
So they've got him reading a newspaper.
Yeah.
He doesn't normally make that face.
Now, that's the kind of face I would make. I think that looks like a proper mixture between me and Dom.
Yeah.
By the way, I've got lots of messages from people trying to make Dom AI generated images yesterday. And I even tried myself, and it won't let you do some of the prompts that you want to do.
Oh, right. Yeah. Okay. Gotcha.
I don't think so.
He's just
says.
Reading a straightforward newspaper here, and that is safe.
No, there's one more.
Oh, no.
It's not you.
Oh, is it James?
It's James.
Okay, let's have a look. Oh, my goodness. Now that, it's so bizarre because it is so nearly there.
That's
almost
my hair, but my face is different.
What's the comedian guy? He's not Russell Howard. Is he called?
Russell Kane?
Russell Kane.
I think you look a bit like him.
You do look like Russell Kane.
It's like the two of you morphed together. But also, he's holding a jar of jam.
Yeah, AI sometimes gets things wrong.
I like the little jacket you're in.
Thank you.
That's nice.
Yeah, you'd never dress
very
that.
Similar
it's
to Chris.
Got the hair right. Oh, yeah.
Oh. Oh, my God. Even in the AI world, you're copying me. That's my jacket.
Snap.
Slightly different.
A shacket on.
Oh, God. Anyway, thanks for that. And we'll get this picture up on the Radio X socials in a minute. In the meantime, The Automatic. Taxi lines are closed now for 20 seconds to 20K. We close at 7:45 this morning. Now, if you text in to play the game today, stand by because we're going to pick somebody totally at random, call them up, have a chat, run them through. This is what we do. We run through the game with them. Not the actual what we're going to do, as in hear the songs. Clearly, we don't do that. But we just, you know, make sure that they know what to do and make sure they can hear the audio down the phone because we want everyone to be able to hear it properly. And then we'll play the game for real just after 8 o'clock this morning, which is very exciting. I love it every day. I'm always like, come on, let's do it.
I reckon we'll have a 5K today.
Oh, you just jinxed it now.
No. Or maybe it'll be more then.
Yeah.
I could jinx it in the right way.
I'm going to say no.
Okay. What do you think?
What did I say earlier about Dan? Any day could be a 20K day. I think it could be today.
Mm.
Do you like that as a line?
Yeah.
You can tell he works at heart.
20K could be a 20K day. Yeah. God. That's good.
Yeah. Turn up the feel good, James.
Any day
could
be today. Because any day is today. Do you want me to get it voiced by some voiceover?
Do you know what? No. You're fine. 20 seconds to 20K is coming up, and today could be the day that somebody wins. Cheers.
I took her out, it was a Friday night. I walk alone to get the feeling right. We started making out, and she took off my pants. But then I turned on the TV, and that's about the time she walked away from me. Nobody likes you when you're 23. And I still more abuse my TV shows. What the hell is ADD? My friends say I should act my age. What's my age again? What's my age again? Then later on the drive home, I called her mom from a payphone. I said I was the cops and your husband's in jail. The state looks down on sodomy. And that's about the time that bitch hung up on me. Nobody likes you when you're 23. And I still won't abuse my bank phone calls. What the hell is call ID? My friends say I should have my age. What's my age again? What's my age again?
Blink-182. That's right. And what's my age again? Who are you? What, who are you?
I'm Dominic Boobs.
Oh, okay, fine.
Mummy.
Yeah, okay, go on.
I want to see your bottom.
And what would you say?
Hello.
Oh, lovely. There you go, just in case you're missing Dominic's dulcet tones.
Dumb.
Right, 7:57, pretty much. It's Thursday morning, April 10th, the Chris Moyle Show, Radio X, 20 seconds, 20K coming up. Simon Conway, newsman, has your news at 8 o'clock next.
The Chris Moyle Show. Radio X.
The Chris Moyle Show.
With the new all-electric Skoda Elroq. Early bird test drives are now available.
Radio X.
Get the new Google Pixel 9a on EE and save a massive £384. Now with Add Me.
What? Add you?
Well, no, not me, but Add Me. Lets you add everyone to the picture. Even the person taking it.
Perfect for the family get together.
That's right. Plus save even more when you trade in.
Right, squeeze in, everyone.
all on the UK's best network for over 11 years in a row.
Savings across contract. Trade-in value dependent on device. Eligibility. Credit check and terms apply. Credit by EE Limited. Verify best network at ee.co.uk/claims.
It must be hard work being an Easter bunny. All that joy to spread, all those eggs to hide, and they're paid absolute carrots. Thankfully, this year, M&S have a whole team of adorable chocolate animals to help lighten the load. There's Flossie, the Easter Highland Cow, Ralph, the Easter Cavapoo, even Shaggy, the Easter Shetland Pony. Very helpful and very delicious. These are not just Easter eggs. These are M&S Easter eggs, subject to availability.
You know, Kayak isn't just another flight comparison app. When you download the Kayak app, you download flight enlightenment. With Kayak, you see things others can't, like the latest great deals from both airlines and booking sites. You can filter your searches and set up price alerts so you... Not now.
Oh, sorry.
So you're notified when there's a price drop on the flights you want. See more, do more, save more with Kayak. You can do the gong now. Download the Kayak app today and go see for yourself.
This Friday, The Amateur arrives in IMAX.
I'm going to find and kill the people who murdered my wife.
Academy Award winner Rami Malek.
I want mission-specific training and a new identity.
And Academy Award nominee Lawrence Fishburne.
This ends here.
No, I want them all.
The Amateur in cinemas Friday.
Enjoy cracking deals at Asda this Easter. With selected roast joints roll back to half price. Try a mouth-watering whole lamb leg. Named Best Easter Lamb 2025 by the Good Housekeeping Institute. Down from £12.34 per kilo to just £6.17. Or a large beef joint, also half price. Down from £11.36 per kilo to just £5.68. For more great offers, make Asda your one-hop Easter shop. That's Asda price. Select your stores online, subject to availability. Offer ends 20th of April. Excludes Asda Express.
Girls!
It's bedtime!
One more ring!
I'm almost done!
Okay, kiddos.
That's enough.
Time's up.
On to the app.
Your Wi-Fi is going off.
Going off.
Off. Off.
Oh.
EE Wi-Fi controls lets you pause the Wi-Fi on your kids' devices, helping them to switch off and drift off.
Search EE Broadband.
Eligibility criteria apply. New EE Broadband customers.
Radio X. News update. Next.
Multi-point inspection. Tick. Full history check. Tick. £750 deposit contribution. Tick.
Every used SEAT is thoroughly checked by a trained technician. However, during the SEAT approved used event, selected vehicles come with one more check. £750 towards your deposit at 11.4% APR representative. Offer ends 30th of April, so clock's ticking.
Tick, 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 tick.
Search SEAT used cars. With Solutions Personal Contract Plan on vehicles up to 3 years old. Participating retailers only. Indemnities may be required. T's and C's apply. SEAT Finance.
On your radio, on Global Player, and on your smart speaker.
Play Radio X.
This is Radio X News.
Simon Conway's got the latest update at 8 o'clock.
From Global's newsroom, financial markets around the world have rallied after Donald Trump delayed some of his tariffs. He's paused higher levies on imports from dozens of countries for 90 days. CBS News reporter Brad Gibson says it's an abrupt turnaround.
Pressure and panic is going on. It's just that simple. Markets were continuing a free fall. People are panicking worldwide. And Trump's assurances over the last week have not given any encouragement to everyone, from corporations to the man on the street.
But the trade war with China is going the other way. The president's raised taxes to 125%. Beijing is hit back with its own taxes overnight. We're being promised more police on the streets in town centres at the busiest times to help cut crime. The Prime Minister setting out his plans to give people and communities named local officers in England and Wales. It appears the TV drama Adolescence hasn't had much of an impact on parents using online safety apps. The show sparked a big debate about what children are seeing online. Researchers say they haven't seen an increase in use of the apps following the series' release. And a new saliva test for prostate cancer may be more accurate than current screening methods. Experts have developed an at-home kit, and it could lead to fewer men having to go for unnecessary invasive testing.
Sport.
Aston Villa boss Unai Emery says Prince William and all Villa fans can help them bounce back from last night's 3-1 defeat to Paris Saint-Germain. The Prince was among those watching the first leg of their quarterfinal in France. Emery thinks they've got a chance to turn things around at Villa Park next week.
We are going to try to enjoy, to have one day special as well in Villa Park, and try to get our best to create a strong atmosphere there, supporting and pushing us.
Barcelona beat Borussia Dortmund 4-0 in the first leg of their tie. Jamie Patterson's stoppage time goal sent Coventry back into the Championship playoff places. They beat Portsmouth 1-0 to climb to sixth. Bottom side Plymouth remain 5 points from safety after a 3-0 defeat to Swansea, while QPR beat Oxford 3-1.
Weather.
With eBay. Find the right parts for your vehicle by entering your reg.
Dry and sunny for most today. Will be cloudier in the far southeast, though, and a high of 20. From Global's newsroom for Radio X, I'm Simon Conway.
You love James Bond.
I do.
You love James Bond. You love James Bond. You love James Bond.
Does it feel like it's a bad thing?
No, I just remember that you like James Bond. My friend Stu likes James Bond.
Yep.
And Matt Fincham, who used to work on the old show.
Yep. He's not my friend. He's not my friend.
Yeah.
He's just not my friend.
Okay, fair enough.
But Stu's my friend. Matt Fincham's not my friend.
But he knows a lot about James Bond. Like, does your friend Stu, is he obsessive about it?
He could name you at least three actors that have played James Bond.
So really? Yeah. Oh, wow. It's pretty big time.
Pretty big.
Mm.
So, and he could probably name you, like, loads of movies and stuff.
Mm.
That's a high bar. Yeah.
Isn't it?
That's quite a lot.
Quite a lot.
What are they going to do with the new Bond film?
Well, I think it's going to be very different because Amazon's now in control, so who knows?
Oh, no, why?
Well, they bought the rights, the producing rights.
Did
they've taken over.
Oh.
Yeah.
So the Broccolis have got rid of it?
They have. They've sold it off. They're still going to be a sort of in there at an arm's length, but they're not sort of actually producing it.
Not theirs.
Yeah.
They'll be tinkering from afar.
Yes.
Okay.
Yeah.
That's good. It's good to know they've got their hand over it.
But I think we're going to see lots of TV spin-offs, things like that.
Mm.
Who do you think would like to be the next proper James Bond in the next film?
Ooh. Don't know. Mm. Henry Cavill could be.
But Superman!
Yeah. But he was kind of mooted when Daniel Craig went for it, so maybe he's missed his chance now.
Right.
I don't think it's going to be Idris. I think a lot of people have talked about that for years, but I think he's... don't know. I think he's pretty much distanced himself from it. I don't know.
Hasn't every single actor's name been in the mix at some point?
Yes. Adam Woodyatt from EastEnders.
Yes.
Plays Ian Beale.
Great shout.
You know, let's break with the norm.
Yes. Something a bit different.
Yeah.
Mm.
Les Dennis.
Yes.
Mr. Bond, I don't know. Should I kill you now?
Well, I don't really know.
Be really good.
Beppe, what about Michael Greco?
Beppe could do it. I could see Beppe doing it, actually.
I've never had an loss of you.
What did you say? I couldn't hear you. Your voice is so deep. Okay, well, watch this space.
Yeah.
Not our space. I don't have any information about it. Thanks very much, though, Simon Conway, newsman.
This is Radio X.
From Global.
Hello.
Lovely nuts.
Good morning, Great Britain.
Beef.
It's just gone 8 a.m.
I love sausage.
Welcome to Thursday.
We're having a party.
Broadcasting live from London's Leicester Square, across the United Kingdom.
Boost is what they want.
And the world.
Yeah.
This is the Chris Moyle Show.
Yes!
On Radio X.
I don't want Chris Moyle, sorry.
The Chris Moyle Show. Radio X. Contact the Chris Moyle Show. In the UK, text 83936. For the rest of the world, WhatsApp us on 0330-3333-100. Now, here's Chris.
Good morning, everybody. Morning, Great Britain. It's 6 minutes past eight. It's Thursday. It's April the 10th. It's the Chris Moyle Show. Hi, I'm Chris Moyles. It's nice to be here. We got 20 seconds, 20K coming up this morning. In fact, in a few minutes.
In a few minutes.
And Pippa says today could be the day that £20,000 gets given away.
Oh, James says that. I say five.
Oh, okay. You just can never predict it. You just never know.
You don't know. You're absolutely right.
Sometimes you look at the song. It's like you look at the song on the screen and then you're chatting to the caller and you're trying to work out from their voice alone and what they're saying. I don't think they'll get this. Or they should get this.
Mm.
There's no rhyme or reason to it.
Well, yesterday's Tony said, I'm not very good with song titles.
Yeah, and all you got to do on this game is give us the song title.
Yeah.
So...
we immediately thought,
this is going to be a big waste of time.
Yeah.
And he just managed to go, I will wait.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. It was, I will wait.
We did VAR, didn't we? And he got it.
We did have to check. We did have to check.
I'm half decent at the bands, but the title's not so good.
Brilliant. And the game is, for those of you who don't know, don't worry about the bands, just give us the title. That's how that works. All right, well, we'll play the game next. 20 Seconds 20K is back. What's going to happen? Will we have a big winner, or will they go away with just a mug?
Radio X. Coming up, more thrillingly thrilling Thursday thrills from your favorite ever radio program.
Yeah.
Ring, ring. Hello. That could be you answering the phone to our call if you entered to play 20 Seconds to 20K shortly.
That's it.
Plus, if you've been sending us dreadful WhatsApp audio messages, we've ignored them. If they're good, we're playing them on the show today. That's why I'm easy. Yeah, I'm easy like Thursday morning.
The Chris Miles Show.
That's how it goes.
Radio X.
All right, morning, Thursday, almost Friday, almost a weekend. And you get to sit and laugh at somebody as they panic over the game. 20 Seconds to 20K is after Sam Fender.
People watch on the way back home. Envious of the glimmer of hope. Gives me a break from feeling alone. Gives me a moment out of the ego. Used to feel so invincible. I used to feel it was a world worth dreaming of. Back in the gasworks, screaming the song. Just the beauty of youth would quell my. Signs, the blueness was around the clock, and the beauty of youth it left my breaking heart. But it wasn't hard to love someone. Oh, I stayed all night till you left this life. That's just love.
Watch on the way back home. Happy people watch on the way back home.
Sam Fender's People Watching at Radio X, 8:13 in the morning, Thursday, and it's the Chris Moyle Show with 20 seconds to 20K.
The Chris Moyle Show, 20 seconds to 20K, Radio X.
And playing the game today, waiting in the wings, is Josh. Good morning, Josh.
Hi, Chris, you all right?
Yeah, Josh, how are you?
I'm good, thank you.
Where are you from, mate?
Halifax.
Oh, yeah. Love it, mate. Where do you work?
Quarry Hill. Down what? By the bus station at the bottom of Leeds.
What, in big building?
Yes.
Oh, mate. I remember when that wasn't even there.
I don't.
Because I went to school, like, just around the corner from there. So, yeah, when I was a kid, that building wasn't even there. But back in day, mate, do you know it used to be flats?
Did it? No, I didn't know that.
Mate, honestly, right, Google later on today when you're bored, Google Quarry Hill Flats. It was fascinating. It was massive, man.
Yeah, I'll have a look.
Yeah. Oh, are we on the air?
Yeah.
Oh, sorry.
Yeah, we are.
So, Josh, how are you?
I'm very good, thanks. How are you?
Yeah, I'm good. How are you feeling about this competition?
Confident but nervous, I'd say.
Okay.
That feels about right.
Okay, good.
Nice.
So you sound young, but then again, you might be well old with a young voice. How old are you?
26.
Oh, okay, all right. Yeah, so my age. And you are there?
Yeah, sorry. Just,
what happened there?
I had something in my throat.
Okay.
Yeah.
So have you got family of your own?
No kids, but I've recently got engaged to my fiancée, Charlotte, and got two little goldfish as well.
Two little goldfish.
Little family.
Yeah.
And what are your goldfish called?
Maximus and Reggie.
Maximus and Reggie. Of course, after Maximus from Gladiator.
Yeah.
And yes. Reggie Yates. He used to be famous.
We've got a little Colosseum in the tank, so that's why he's called Maximus.
Ah. Nice.
There you go.
Are they from the fair?
No. Charlotte's granddad's got a pond with some in, so we nicked a couple.
They're clearly not from a fair, because by the time he'd named them, they'd have been dead.
Yeah.
Fair goldfish never used to last long, did they?
That's a good point.
You know?
Is your granddad aware, though? Were they nicked, or does he know you've got them?
Yeah, no, he knows we've got them. Right. He gave them
us. How long were you with Charlotte for before you got engaged?
Just short of 4 years. So we got engaged in February this year.
Great. Oh, you've made Chris and James move around in their seat a bit.
Yeah, because you're an idiot. You should have just kept that going as long as you can. And have you set a date yet? Or are you just going to just string her along?
No date set yet.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah.
You don't need to know.
Enjoy being engaged is what you mean.
She got a ring, right?
Yeah, she's got a ring, yeah.
And then there you go. What else does she need? That's it. You know.
Exactly.
Yeah, let's get her a pair of shoes at Christmas. She'll be golden.
A wedding.
What?
It's what you tend to have often.
It's a big waste of money, though, isn't it?
But that's the point of being engaged, isn't it?
No, it's not. It's just keep her happy.
You've got to be sure.
That's all it is. That's why you got engaged. Just to keep you happy.
No, not really.
Keep me quiet.
But the best day is the wedding day. It's great fun.
Yeah, for you.
Oh, I loved it.
For you.
Yeah, totally loved it.
No, he didn't.
Did he?
No, the guests don't love it. It's a faff for everyone.
Did you not enjoy
it? No one enjoys it.
Thank you, James.
It's a faff. You've got to get dressed up. You've got to go somewhere. You've got to talk to people.
It was North London.
You've got to talk to his sisters.
It's down the road.
They're all crackers. Anyway, back to you there, Josh.
Hi, Josh.
Yeah.
All right, shall we? Are you at work now?
I'm just sat in the meeting room, yeah.
Nice, all right. I hope you're not in the middle of a meeting.
No, I'm not in a meeting,
good,
no.
All right. Right, let's have a little practice of this game then, and then we'll play it for real. But let's have a little practice run to see how you get on with it. Make sure you can hear everything down the phone and all that business.
Yep.
So it's 20 seconds on the clock. Let's just get the first one done. But this is a practice, right? I will say start the clock. I will play a track. You will hear it. You will tell me the title of it. I will stop the clock. That's how the game works. All right?
Yeah.
Okay.
Okay.
Are you ready to play the game?
Yes, I'm ready.
Okay, let's play it. 20 seconds on the clock. All you got to do is tell me the name of the song. Start the clock.
People on the streets.
classic. Sounds like Queen and David Bowie, doesn't it? It's not over, is it? It's not over, is it?
I don't know.
Yeah, brilliant. Okay, there you go.
Well, that was a tester.
Yeah.
Oh, I think we've got a big payday coming today.
Yeah,
under pressure.
Could you hear it okay, though? That's the main thing.
Yeah, I could hear it, yeah.
Lovely. Could hear it. I didn't bloody know it, though, did I? Can you not play me songs I know? The what?
The mind went blank.
Sorry, I misheard you. All right, okay. Well, look, that's the test. That was Queen and David Bowie under pressure, right?
That's fine.
It is the same test track that we play every single day on the competition. Thanks for being a regular listener, Josh. Now, here's what we're going to do. Now we're going to play the game for real, but here's what's going to happen. You've manifested a weird scenario where the test track that we play every single day and it's the same one, you didn't get.
Yep.
And now you're going to get the first song in the game, boom, super quick, because you're going to know it and you're going to say the name of it. I'm going to stop the clock and give you some money, right?
Yep.
Okay. Be confident, Josh, and let's give you some money. 20 seconds on the clock. All you got to do is tell me the name of this song for £1,000. Start the clock. I should be moving out, okay, because
we just signed a lease. My hands are shaking. My girlfriend. Your girlfriend.
Oh, yeah, well, there you go. All right. I peaked too soon.
Yeah.
But, yes, you got it right. Well done.
Well done.
It is your girlfriend.
Oof.
Yeah.
I told you you'd get it though, didn't I?
Yeah, well, Blossom's one of my favourite bands, so I'd be upset if I didn't.
There you go. My girlfriend. No. Your girlfriend.
Yes.
Someone's blooming girlfriend. All right. Okay, so game on. Here we go. This is it now. We're into the game. All right, so here's how this works now, Josh. You got that right, which means you have £1,000 on the table. Okay. You have 11.7 seconds left on the clock. Okay? So more time than it took you to get Blossom's Your Girlfriend. Now, if you want to, you can go to song number two. If you get song number two right, we'll double that 1,000 and give you £2,000, as long as you say the name of the song before the clock hits zero. If you don't give me the name of the song before the clock hits zero, you lose that £1,000 that you've got now, and you walk away with a mug. So it's up to you. You can either keep your money or you can play on.
We'll play on. Go on, give it another go.
Are you sure?
Yes.
Oh, right, good best lad. Of it, Josh.
Oh, come on.
Best of luck.
I really hope you're going to know this, okay? £1,000 on the table. Get the next song right. We'll make it 2,000. Just give me the name of the song and just say anything. Like, just get it out there. Feel free to just talk out loud. Right, you ready?
Yeah, I'm ready.
For £2,000, give me the name of this song. Start the clock. Yes! Well done, Josh! Woo-hoo! Josh! Now, you said it more of a question than anything else.
Yeah, I was doubting myself, but I thought, it sounds like it, so I'll just throw it out there and hope it sticks.
And you were right. You were absolutely right. Well done. £2,000 on the table. Now we're getting into serious territory. This is a bigger decision than the last one, okay?
Yeah.
6.71 seconds left. Now, we've been in a similar situation to this before. It's song number three. It's 6.7 seconds. So hang on. So he got song two in less time than what's left, right?
Yeah.
Just under. So you got A Town Called Malice in less time than you've got left on the clock.
5 seconds, isn't it?
Yeah. So you got an extra 1.5 seconds to play with. However, if you get it wrong or that clock hits zero before you give me the title of the song, you lose your 2,000. If you get it right, we make your 2,000 into 5,000. So this is a huge decision. You've got £2,000 on the table. You can turn that into £5,000 or you lose it. Or take the money, £2,000, yours in the bank. It's up to you.
I'm going to take the money. £2,000 is a lot of money, so I'll take it.
Are you sure?
Yes, sure. I'm sure.
Are you really sure?
Positive, 100%.
I mean, do you need more time to think about it?
No, I'm happy to
because,
do it.
Because what if song number three was your girlfriend again?
He's made his decision.
6.71.
Yeah. It's longer than you had for song number
three.
You know, Josh, do you know what? Can I tell you something honestly?
Yeah.
I'd take the money as well.
Yeah.
You've just won £2,000.
Thank you very much.
Well done, mate, Josh. Well done.
Thank you.
Now, here's the thing. You'll never know, right? But you could have lost it. You could have blown it. And then you'd have been like, oh. But you didn't. You've played it really well. Oh, if you win money out of this game, you play it really well. Dude, that's £2,000.
I know. Going to have a nice holiday with the missus.
Lovely.
Yeah.
And if Charlotte's listening, that's £100. £100 to Josh and £1,900 to Charlotte. Mate, well done. £2,000.
Thank you very much. I'm buzzing. I'm so happy.
It's good, isn't it?
Great.
Yeah.
Mate, I'm delighted for you. Well done. Seriously.
Thank you very much.
Well played. You risked it. You did very good. You got it. You were doubting yourself, but you knew Town Called Malice, £2,000. You will never, ever, 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 ever not think of anything but this moment every time you hear the song of Town Called Malice.
Tell me about it.
Yeah. Next time you go see Blossoms Live and they play Your Girlfriend, you'll be like, got £1,000 out of this song, mate. Josh, have a brilliant day and well done. Enjoy your dough.
Thank you very much. Enjoy the rest of your days.
Thanks, buddy, and you. Bye, bud.
Bye, Josh.
Bye.
See you, mate. Bye. Ta-da.
Nice.
On.
That was lovely. Great, he gets that today.
Now.
Can I say?
Go on.
I punched the air when he said Town Called Mars. I pulled something on my back.
Oh, James. I
went like that.
You're right.
And I was like, oh no.
Well, you're so delicate.
Do you think you need to leave the show and go work somewhere else?
Yeah.
I'm just saying.
Yeah, I'll go now.
Maybe just a stretch or something instead.
Yeah, maybe that.
What if Pippa pulls your legs and I pull your arms and we just try and stretch it out of you?
Don't come near, no.
I can do that.
Just finish this and we'll be all right.
I can do massages. When I say massages, punches.
No, I don't want to punch.
But it might help it. It might ease
what? That's how chuffed I was that he said Town Called Malice.
I feel like I've got a sympathy pain.
Do you?
Just down my right side.
Yeah, me too. I'm pain in the ass. God, James. Got loads of them.
Sorry,
surrounded me.
Loads of asses.
Not some pains, not lots of arse. I've only got the one and a half arse.
Got you.
Thank you. I'm going to be honest with you. I didn't think he was going to get number two. And I'm like, oh, he's going to lose his thousand. That answer came completely out of the blue for me.
Do you know what? I thought the same because he didn't get under pressure, but he did get Blossoms. So because he's young, I thought, oh, maybe he won't know something like Town Called Malice.
You cannot predict this game whatsoever. Josh wins £2,000.
Thank you very much. I'm buzzing. I'm so happy.
We need a caller to play the game tomorrow. Would you like to play 20 seconds to 20K? If you would, I have a brand new qualifying question and you can text in if you want to play the game. Now, do you know what? I'm going to switch the music off for a second because this is very important. We do need a caller for tomorrow. £2,000, what a lovely amount of money. Yes, 20,000 is the maximum you can win, but 2,000 is lovely. Even 1,000 is good. 5,000 even better, sure. Now, the question is going to distract you if you're anything like me, because I just looked at the question and went, what? Now, I know the answer, but the question really threw me. So, pay attention. Let's just get this out of the way. The question, if you want to play tomorrow, is, in 2005, the TV show 8 out of 10 Cats started. Yeah, I'll let you get over that, because that shocked me. In 2005, 8 out of 10 Cats was new on TV.
That is mad, isn't it?
You know the TV show 8 out of 10 Cats? It started in 2005. That's 20 years ago.
How?
But the question is, if you want to play tomorrow, who presents that show? If you want to play 20 seconds, 20K tomorrow, you text the word play, followed by your answer. Who presents 8 out of 10 cats? Text the word play, followed by the name of that person. Send it to 83936. That's 83936. Not a WhatsApp, a text. And you've got to start your text with the word play, followed by your answer. Who presents 8 out of 10 cats? 83936 is the number. Do it now. You could be on tomorrow. Text play followed by your answer. 83936. Gotta start your text with the word play. Text costs £2 plus your standard network rate. You do need to be available to answer your phone when we close the lines at 7:45 tomorrow morning. You do need to be 18 or over and live in Great Britain to play. All the rules, including online entry, are at radiox.co.uk. Text now. You could be on tomorrow.
The Chris Moyle Show. 20 seconds. To 20K Radio X.
Well done. Josh wins £2,000. He got your girlfriend. He got a town called Malice. He was not sure. He knew it was right, but he just undernerved. He said it, and he wins £2,000.